Moving on then to the Royal Challengers Bangalore, always a dangerous side, packed with all sorts of talent. AB de Villiers, Daniel Vettori, Chris Gayle stand out. Chetan, where would you assess their strengths to be?
Well, it has to be the bowling attack for sure, because they have selected so many, about 10 medium pacers in their bowling attack, along with the spinners in there, such as Daniel Vettori, Murali Tharan. It's a bowling heavy squad. If you look at it, I don't think there's a balance in this particular squad. Who are the batsmen? Who are your run scoring batsmen? Who are you going to look to attack? Of course, you have Chris Gayle, and if he scores consistently over the 14 matches, you're not going to need anybody else. But that is besides the point. Who are your other options? You have Tilakratna and Dilshan, you have Virat Kohli, you have Chateshwar Pujara, you have AB de Villiers. These are the players who are your prime players. But then again, the IPL has this rule of four foreign players. Is this a reason why they picked up so many? You have to wonder if this is a reason why they picked up so many bowlers, in fact, that they will probably play five bowlers. I was looking at the scorecards towards the end of last season, and Virat Kohli as captain had this propensity, or the team manager had this propensity to play five bowlers towards the end of last season. So if they're playing five bowlers, then perhaps just pick Daniel Vettori or Murali Tharan, and you just alternate between them, and the rest you pick three batsmen or two batsmen and a keeper, or two batsmen and an all-rounder situation. But then again, you have to look at the firepower they have. Virat Kohli is fine. He's there. Yes, he's a good captain. He's good captain for the Royal Challengers Bangalore. He's a decent batsman. You have AB de Villiers. You have Chris Gayle. You have Cheteshwar Pujara. But again, that four-player rule is something that's going to hamper their plans, because they don't really have a balance in terms of their batting and their bowling. I think that's going to be a huge problem for Royal Challengers Bangalore.
And what about any other weaknesses that you can see? Perhaps an over-reliance on the likes of Chris Gayle and Dilshan?
Absolutely. I think that is what comes across from their team, in that they rely. They see that, okay, yes, these are 14 matches. It's a 1.5 month long tournament. So Chris Gayle is bound to fire. He's not going to keep quiet for the entirety of the tournament. So I think that's the primary plan. And I'm not really sure if it's a good plan, because, yes, he's a great T20 player. Yes, he gives you great starts. Yes, he will not be quiet for the entirety of the tournament. But what if he gets injured? You don't really have a backup plan. What if your bowling attack, you're filling them with all your bowlers, all your Indian bowlers. They'll have to rely on a lot of uncapped players. You have Mayank Agarwal there. You have Saurabh Tiwari in there. Saurabh Tiwari is not an uncapped player, but, he's hardly played any international cricket. You have you come down, you have Abhinav Mukund there. You have, they played Prashant Parameswaran last year as well. Lot of young players in this side, and they will be very, very dependent on their young talent. So, don't really see a backup plan to Chris Gayle not really firing. So, they'll have their fingers crossed and hope that Chris Gayle does fire.